Hey everyone, welcome, welcome. Jocelyn Bellows here from Breakdown to Wake Up. Welcome to my first show, you guys. I'm so excited to have you here. And for anyone, for all of you who are joining in, welcome aboard. I'd love to have you here. Breakdown to Wake Up, the whole purpose of this conversation is a show where we're going to have guests share personal journeys of exploring our own hearts and moving from pain, from our darkest, deepest darkness of life, and moving from that into our promised land. And how do we love ourselves? What have we learned? What are the lessons that were here for us throughout this whole journey? Why it was so important for us? So today's guest is Jimmy Clare, and Jimmy is an autism advocate, motivational speaker, author, and founder of Crazy Fitness Guy. And we're gonna have him on here in just a moment. Thank you all so much for joining me on the very first episode of Breakdown to Wake Up, and I will see you all here in just a moment. Today, as I said, my guest today is Jimmy Clare. Jimmy, thank you so very much for being a part of the show today. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So excited to have you. So, gonna kick it right off. You are an autism advocate. Please share with the audience what that means and why.
Well, I'm on the autistic spectrum. I'm slightly autistic. The reason why I got to be an autism advocate was because I feel like there's many more opportunities out there for people on the autistic spectrum than stocking shelves in the grocery store, or I don't know, just in any number one of and many more jobs than that. I feel like that there's I feel like our skills could be used for better use and everything else.
Yeah. But talk to me. So you know, we were talking a little bit before we went live. You're currently enrolled in college, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about some of the pieces that you were coming up into and against around having access to some of the support systems that are available to you, and that wasn't necessarily becoming very easy. That was becoming a bit challenging, and you had to really stay on top of people around that. Can we talk a little? I'd love to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, my I when I first started college, there was times where I had to follow up with the disability center just to get my accommodations, and I felt there was only one semester where I kind of dropped the ball on following up with them and requesting it ahead of time. But ever since that happened, I've been on top of it ever since. But I feel it's so unfair that I had to request their combinations every single semester, and I feel like it's a waste of time because the only thing that changes on my accommodations is the date and the time and the teachers' names. And it's like, other than that, I can pretty much forge a document if I really wanted to, but I don't. But it's not like I didn't have the thought before.
But that doesn't provide you with the support that you're actually needing, not only for you, but for others out there. So you're taking a stand right now and saying there's got to be a better way.
There is definitely a better way. I even had this person at my college retired in the disability center. He told me that there's a piece of software that the school could get to make it more like just easily flow and easy for it to go out and whatnot. And it's like, and why doesn't school do this? And it's like, well, they don't have it in their budget at the moment. And I found out that they're paying for this tool my school uses and a lot of other school uses that costs $16,000 a year. And it's like, well, you just get rid of that piece of junk and and go on with get this tool.
So I'm curious, as you follow that path to acknowledging that there were other options available to you, what were some of the things that you came up against? What were some of the, one of them was the budget. What were some of the other things that you found that you could actually move through and help to not just support yourself, but to support others in your same arena that were still willing to receive what they needed?
Well, for me, I went to talk to my teachers and I just told them as like, hey, the accommodation centers, I call it the accommodation center because I don't like the word disability at all. And I feel like it's totally offensive. Especially when you don't know if the person is disabled in a wheelchair, and calling it the disability center and say, well, gee, you're basically telling them that they're disabled and you're going to the center for disabled people. That's really welcoming in the first place. But maybe that's just my hold up on everything. I don't know. But that's just how my brain sees it as. Maybe somebody hasn't picked that up on that already. But for me, that's just my opinion. And what I also found that I just found just talking to my teachers and telling them that, hey, the accommodation center is supposed to be getting you the accommodations. Perhaps maybe you can help me follow up on them, because I followed up and they snapped. They're kind of like point fingers at me, like, oh, it's your fault. And it's like, how's this my fault? I sent in a request ahead of time. I had to keep track of dates when I sent them so I can call them up on it, and not like in a jerkish way or anything, but it's like, hey, you forgot about me. It's like, I don't know if you go from A to Z or Z to A, but you always miss my name. I guess they don't like me.
What do you believe that you've learned about yourself going through this process? Because it's an ongoing, right? This is not a one-time only situation. You're continuing to have to process through this, sounds like monthly, and have been for quite some time. What are you learning about yourself through this journey?
Well, I'm learning that I need a lot of patience. And that would be an understatement. I also learned that I need to keep being persistent in order to get what I need. Even if it annoys someone in the accommodation center, because maybe eventually if I keep annoying them, I'll just get something. Maybe they'll just deal with me first too. It's like, here's your accommodations, leave us alone.
You know what I hear? Is you keep showing up for yourself.
I try.
Yeah. And that's especially, I think that's something that's a piece that we have within ourselves to show up for ourselves, because no one else is going to do that for us. Right. Right now, I feel like you're painting this picture that you're up against a wall, and you're continuing to chip away and chip away and chip away and chip away, because you know that you're deserving. of what is out there for you. And so many people will so quickly abandon themselves and say, oh, I've pissed this person off or I've upset this situation, and just kind of shrink back in. I don't hear that from you.
Well, I try not to piss off too many people, but sometimes it happens, which I don't intend to happen unless of, yeah.
Well, it's not the intent. It's that sometimes we just need to get our attention, and we just need to receive the attention so that we can cause change. Right?
Yeah, definitely. And plus, I also learned that if one place in the college or high school or middle school or whatever school system is not there to help you, there's always some other way you can get help from. And it's like, just go over someone's head. I've done that multiple times. Principals, superintendents, yeah, could go to the dean of the school, could go to the board of the school. Well, there's so many different avenues.
What's the purpose for you to do this? Why do you keep going forward?
Because I owe it to myself. Years ago, growing up on the autistic spectrum, my parents did a lot of the speaking for me. And now that I have my own voice, I tend to use it every single day, even though it might get very, very, I wouldn't say tiring, because I love being on different podcasts and everything else. But sometimes I use my voice in other ways that might get tiring, like just calling up companies on the phone and like, where's my product? Or and I was like, no, I don't like it. Yeah. Calling customer support is never fun.
That's not for, I think that's a pretty universal feeling for sure. But I want to go back because you also have a business.
Yep.
Yes. And your business is crazyfitnessguy.com. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. I want to go back actually before I even go into the business. You know, when you were first diagnosed or when you first received the diagnosis that you had an awareness around, do you recall what washed over you when you first learned about the diagnosis?
Well, I was in the room when the doctor disclosed that I had autism. Mm-hmm. But at the time when I was younger, I didn't know what that meant. I think I was playing my handheld video game while the doctor was talking to me, because who really wants to be in a doctor's office? I'm one of those people who do not like seeing doctors. I mean, unless if it's just, you never want to go to like a doctor if you're sick or anything, but if it's a doctor that you don't mind seeing and they have a sense of humor. But this doctor, she just talked to my parents like I was barely in the room, and it's like, okay. And I was like, I'm just gonna keep playing my video games while everyone is talking, fine. And so I decided to keep playing. Honestly, I didn't find out that I was autistic until I went to my own IEP meetings in high school, and I'm kind of glad no one told me I was autistic, even though I overheard the doctor, but none of my friends, none of my family members, extended family members ever said, you're autistic, you're weird, or anything like that. I'm kind of glad I found out by myself. And I know some people like say, should I tell my kids that they're autistic? And say, let them find out for themselves. In my opinion, that's the best way, because if somebody told me that right to my face, I'd be like, huh? And like, you're just telling me this now? What the hell?
And did you understand with that diagnosis when you were when you received that news? Did you understand the impact did, that it had not only on yourself, but what other how others may have viewed you?
Well, the doctor gave my parents like pretty much a long list of things I wouldn't be able to do. And I was like, "You can't do this, can't do." I don't remember what the list entailed, but I basically jumped over all those hurdles, and I basically probably can do more than half of the list of what they said. And I would love to meet that doctor again. Wait, I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
This is the thing, right? Here yeah. you are, and you were told no. And you didn't.
No is not in my vocabulary.
Yeah. And that's the brilliance, right? This is the brilliance that we all have to show up for ourselves. You know, we're other people tell us our limitations, and then we imbibe them as our own. And I didn't hear, I don't hear that from you. You were told no, and you went anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how, that's what I do, just again, that's what I do every single time when I get into an obstacle. I don't take no for an answer, sorry. Wow. I was like, you can't do this. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to find a workaround.
So can you think of any examples in current situation that you're working with that you've been told no and how you navigate through that?
Yeah. For instance, do you mind if I use something business-wise, not promotional, just... like, for instance, I was trying to get my business in Google News, and they had, like, really strict guidelines and whatnot, and I totally understand that, and I've asked people on many different Facebook groups, and they said to me, and I was like, well, perhaps they just don't consider you as a news website. Well, looking at their guidelines, that's not one of their requirements. They just told you have unique content. You can't steal people's content. If you're going to report to news, you have to have the facts. You have to give people credit where credit's due, etc. Never said it had to be a news site. So I found a way to contact Google because, surprisingly, there's not a way to contact Google. they're just a forum.
And you have to be dedicated.
Yeah, and it's like they bury their support in like Google's abyss of hell, just to find support. And so I found a way to contact a support agent, maybe not the support agent for Google News, but they transferred my email to Google News, and they told me, well, we didn't accept your website because of A, B, C, and D. And I argued A, B, and C, and D. But instead of just saying, I don't take no for an answer, what I said, and I was like, well, as I think of what's on your platform already about who's talking about autism, you have doctors, you have scientists. And I was like, there's not many people out there on your platform who are speaking about autism who is autistic themselves. And one of the other guidelines I forgot to mention is that you can't post medical information, disclose medical records. And I was like, first off, autism is not medical records. And it's like, and if I want to disclose my autism, and it's like, that's my right as American in the US. So, and I just basically like just went kind of went back at them a little bit. And as, like after like 3 days later, I heard back from them, and it's like, you've been accepted. And I forgot to add one more thing to that. And I even said, it's like, if you want your platform to be unique, and it's like, accept me. And it's like, I won't break your guidelines. My content is not even on like near the edge of breaking your guidelines. And I was like, I keep everything PG. I only talk in the first person. And I don't talk about someone unless if I have their permission to do so. So I don't break any of your guidelines, so why not? And they just finally accept me. And I have over like 1,500 readers just from that. And they also said, like, we don't think that your content will do well on our platform. And I was like, well, you're probably kicking yourself in the butt now.
Yeah. And so what is that lesson, having gone through that, having really stayed true to you, what does that lesson show for you?
It shows for me that it was really fun to argue with Google. And yeah, Google doesn't know everything. And it was also, I always pride myself on being very consistent through everything I do, and that's why I also try to I always try to show up every single day and be the best version that I can be, because, well, why bother give people advice or talk about advice if you don't take your own advice?
Yeah. Talk about that. If you don't take your own advice, are there times where you are happily extolling and sharing wisdom with your friends, but not doing it for yourself?
Well, I mean, I've seen people who give advice, and then they don't take their own advice. Like not to throw my mom under the bus or anything, but she told me, like she said to me when I hurt my knee somehow at the beginning of this year. I didn't go to a doctor until I was finding a new doctor during this whole coronavirus season. And so I decided, you know, I really want to find a new doctor. So I found a new doctor. And this doctor I've known pretty much since the day I moved from New Jersey to Pennsylvania. And basically, I grew up with him, and so now he's my doctor. And he told me, and he's like, I think you need some physical therapy. And so my mom hurt her rotator cuff like, I don't know, a few months ago, and I kept on telling her, I was like, go see a doctor. And he's like, I think it's getting better. But she's been getting on my nerves to go see a doctor. And then I went to go see a doctor, but she's like, well, I don't have time. And it's like, really? Physical therapy is literally a minute away from our house. If you don't have time, then that's, here's the world's smallest violin for you.
Yeah. So it's a bit of baloney.
Yeah. And it's like, don't preach to me if you don't take your own advice.
Yes, absolutely. And that's just it. We have what you just illuminated is that you're putting yourself in the driver's seat of your life. You're putting yourself and your priorities first.
And I have to admit, though, there are some days where I break my own advice. Not every single day, but I mean, it's like once in a blue moon where I might have just a really rough day on something, and then I'm just like, I'm not gonna do any of this. But we're all human, unless if I'm a robot somehow, that would be pretty cool. But
I don't think you are. You're a little bit too animated to be a robotic.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. But I love that you stood up for your mom too. And you said, no, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, I just hope she doesn't kick my butt for that.
She won't. She might admit in the beginning. But she understand. Why do you think that is? Why do you say that? I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, she just likes to give me a hard time, and then she in my opinion, she likes to be right a lot of the time, even though she's not always right a lot of the time. She's like, she thinks that, yeah, and she always likes to say, I'm always right. She always thinks that I always like to be right. And it's like, no, it's not that case, but it's like, learn to take care of yourself. And I was like, I used to work 90 plus hours a week on my business when I first started. I after a year of doing that, I decided to jump to another platform, never on the same. Haven't done that since, so I don't miss those days.
Yeah, and you did it. Unless I want to transition here for a moment, because I want to go back to, we touched on this a bit earlier. We talked about this before we went live on the show. You have been putting yourself out there on podcast after show after show after show. Why? What is your mission?
Basically, my mission is to tell people autism is not the end of the world. There's many other diseases, like the coronavirus. I hate to use that example, but that's a really big example that is true today. And I'm not saying that's the end of the world, but I'm just saying autism doesn't need to be cured. And those anti-vaxxers people who says, autism is caused by vaccines. It's like, scientists have already proven that it's not the case. We should kill that that theory, because that theory is going to get someone hurt. And people still keep on saying it because, the celebrity actors, and because they say something is good, it must be true, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think we're all getting a little caught up in that, certainly in today's environment. And I applaud you for getting up and being an advocate and saying, no, my life doesn't end because of this diagnosis. In fact, it's a whole new beginning.
And plus, I use it for my uniqueness, because how else do I get on 36 different podcasts?
You're unique because you have your own journey, because we all have our own journeys.
So true.
That's why. Jimmy, thank you so, so much for being a part of the show today. I'm going to throw for everyone who's out there listening today. Jimmy is also, but we didn't really talk much about this, but he's also a business owner, fitness guy, and his website is www.crazyfitnessguy.com. And that's where you can find out and learn more about what Jimmy is up to in the world. He's out there speaking and advocating not only on behalf of himself, but on behalf of all these men and women out there who have been touched by autism, and knowing that there's an ability to have to coexist and to overcome and continue to move forward. Jimmy, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you everyone else for joining me today. Oh my goodness, I just recognized. So next week, we'll be back next week for episode 2, and we'll be joined by Tiffany Toombs. Thank you all so much for being a part of the show. If you're interested in getting to know and connect with me, I can be found here at facebook.com/JocelynBellows24. And for those of you who have been following along on the story, Breakdown to Wake Up, Journey Beyond the Now is available for purchase at DawnBates.com/JocelynBellows. And that book, Breakdown to Wake Up, Journey Beyond the Now, is a compilation of 16 incredible authors from around the world who have come together and shared their own journeys of personal breakdowns and how they've walked through their journeys of life and what they've learned through that process. So thank you all so much for joining, and we'll see you all next week.